awesome Arctic tumblers. We're going to be taking your questions here on Facebook in just a moment. Before we get to them, I'd like to say that we've got these great Arctic tumblers, and they've got these specially, I guess, designed ones that say Houston Strong. And right now, if you purchase them, I think all the proceeds, right? All the proceeds go to the J.J. Watt Harvey Relief Fund. So if you haven't done so, that's a great way to contribute. And these are great.
If you're wondering, like, well, what's an Arctic tumbler? Well, I got this friend from college, and he used to complain. He's like, my hot water's not hot enough. My cold water's not cold enough.
Your friend sounds like he's 80.
He was. He would never be able to say that about these because it keeps your hot stuff hot, your cold stuff cold. You want some beef stew? You want to keep it warm for a cold day? Put it in there. You want some cold gazpacho for a nice summer day? Keep it in there. Or if you're just regular and you want like coffee hot, this is a good spot for it.
I was going to say, I like to drink a lot of caffeine, and I was well caffeinated.
Your diet soda, your regular soda, cold, that's the spot to do it. This is the best. And they've got coolers. They've got all sorts of stuff. Go to Arctic.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah. So, Drew, we're going to get some questions from fans. But before we get started, Texans hit the practice field yesterday. It was a little strange because it was Labor Day Monday. Didn't feel like a Monday. Didn't feel like Labor Day.
Nope.
But nonetheless, the team was back at it after just a crazy whirlwind of a week that's happened here in Houston. So as we try to normalize and get back into game week mode for Jacksonville on Sunday, game will be here at NRG Stadium, Bill O'Brien announced. You know, what are some of your observations from the week, and what are you looking forward to on Sunday?
Well, it's just good to be back. You know, that was one of the main observations because it's been such a weird, not just week, but month. I mean, there were other things going on before the hurricane came and did what it did, but that was the best part of it all, just being back and you're starting to get into the routine. You know, you or I, we can have somebody come up to us and say, hey, what are you doing at 9:48 on a Wednesday morning during the season? And you and I can tell them exactly what we're doing. You know, the game week is very precise, very segmented out. We know what's going on. These guys are back in their routine. That's a good thing. As far as stuff to look forward to, I'm like everybody else, man. I can't wait to see number 99, get introduced because, I mean, you have to measure it on the Richter scale, the reaction. And I'm not the first person to say that, so I don't want to pretend like I am. And then I want to see what Savage does, how he moves the offense, and I want to see how this offense operates because they haven't supposedly shown much of the pie. Joked about it with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer on Extra Points this last weekend. I said, how much of the pie have we seen? And John said it's one of those little teeny tiny pieces that you don't say, hey, I want that when they pass it around at dinner. So those are the two things I'm looking forward to most.
And you'll see a heaping portion of DeAndre Hopkins, who we haven't seen in the
Thank
last two
goodness,
preseason
yeah.
games. He says his thumb feels 1,000%.
Yeah.
And I think everyone sighed a collective sigh of relief because we had not really seen him out at practice against the Patriots or the Saints, and he hadn't been at the games. So to see him back at practice yesterday, that sure was a good sight.
Sure.
Looking forward to seeing what he does this season as
and
well.
And I don't think you or me or anybody internally was kind of worried too much about whether or not he'd be out there. And hearing him say what he said yesterday was just kind of more validation of that, more reaffirmation of the good things that we expect to see.
How about the contract getting done?
Good for him.
CJ Fedorowicz, Jay Prosh, Andre Howell.
Yeah.
This organization likes to get things done before the season starts, and it was nice to get those guys locked up, especially Hopkins and Fedorowicz.
No doubt. They locked up a lot of young veterans who have been contributing for the last 2-3 years, so in some cases even longer. So, yeah, that's a nice thing because they've kind of proven it to a degree, and they think that they can keep on doing that, and so that's a good thing to do, lock those guys up.
All right, so we're still waiting on questions. I'd like to say that I can't really disclose it yet, but it's going to be an exciting game day on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
From the coin toss captains to the home field advantage captains. You know, I think all of the city's going to come together. I'm really excited to see when J.J. Watt runs out of the tunnel and, you know, how this crowd's going to react. I hope a lot of people are able to get themselves to the game. I know things are still crazy. John Harris was saying it took him like 3 hours to get to work this morning.
Yeah, you're going to have to figure in the drive time. But do you think people are going to be reacting and going crazy about Mark Vandermeer's white linen suit, his Liberty white linen suit that he's going to wear?
He bought something pink too, didn't he?
Yeah,
he bought a pink suit and a white suit.
It's like a battle salmon jacket.
I mean,
so,
it's Liberty white, so it'll all go. All right, I'm going to borrow a laptop here because we're trying to get to see some questions and mine are not pulling up. So, let's start with this one. I knew this one was going to be a question coming in. Daniel Potty wants to know, will Dwayne Brown be back?
You know, we would have, had it been up until about a week or so ago, we would have said, absolutely, he's going to be back week one. We'll see now. He's in town. We know that. He was out cooking barbecue and helping out folks in need after the hurricane. He was doing that on Monday on Labor Day. So we'll see if he returns. Probably
might be tight for this Sunday's
game. But yeah, I think he will be back. He said he's going to play in 2017.
Bill O'Brien was asked about it. He said he feels good about the tackle situation. I don't think it's any surprise that Kendall Lamb will probably slide in there at left tackle. Obviously, they've got Breno Giacomini and Chris Clark. They've got two veteran guys, as well as the rookie Julione Davenport. We may or may not see much of him, but between Dwayne and then obviously no Derek Newton this year, the tackles are going to be in high demand.
Yeah. So, and you want him back. You want Dwayne Brown back.
You want Dwayne Brown back. You want all those guys in the lineup.
But makes your team better.
As far as Kendall Lamb, it's his third season, and he's been in the lineup before as far as being the extra tackle.
Yeah, he's been the third guy in jumbo packages. He's gotten some experience. He's dipped his toes in the water. He got a lot more this preseason. He played quite a bit in the preseason.
And the entire offseason as well.
That's right. Yeah, so they think he can do some things, and he's going to get his chance now.
I like that he said that he's developing this chemistry here with Xavier so they can sort of look at each other and have that communication. That's really what you want to see with your offensive lineman. All right.
No doubt.
Aaron Pena wants to know, how is Will Fuller's health? Now, we've seen Will Fuller around the team and at practices in the last few weeks especially. So
he's rehabbing.
How would you answer that?
You know, he's rehabbing. Not going to see him anytime probably in the first month, but he's getting the rehab grind on, had the collarbone issue. So we'll see how soon he's back. But, you know, you're not going to see him for probably 3-4 weeks.
It's going to be DeAndre Hopkins, a healthy dose of him, and a healthy dose of Bruce Ellington, who did some really nice things. And it was interesting to hear DeAndre Hopkins talk about Bruce in the press conference yesterday, that he's really looking forward to getting on the field with him. He's picking his brain because Bruce has played with a lot of big-name receivers and learned from them as well.
Bruce was a 49er before this, so he played with Crabtree, Anquan Boldin, those guys. And he, before that, played his college ball at South Carolina. But before that, he's pretty tight with DeAndre Hopkins. Those guys played AAU basketball.
That's right.
They played in the South Carolina, North Carolina all-star basketball game together, all-star football game together, because they're both great on the court, but they're also awesome football players as well. So very cool to see that little dynamic. And when Ellington actually found out he was coming to the Texans, when his agent told him that, got off the phone with his agent, first guy he texted was DeAndre Hopkins, and Hopkins was like, come on, bro, we can use you. So it was pretty cool to hear about that, hear that story, and see that.
Well, he was teammates with Jadeveon Clowney at South Carolina as well.
Yeah.
I asked Bruce, I said, you basketball guys seem to do well as wide receivers. So
sure,
I think
there's a degree of athleticism.
The footwork, and the coordination it takes. All right, Mark Williams wants to know, does it feel good to be back to normal in the building? We talked about that a little while ago. Mark, I mean, nothing could be better than being back in Houston.
Yeah, still not normal.
It's not normal.
But we know what you're getting at.
But it is nice to be back in Houston, especially from having to watch everything from far away in Dallas. And I know, you know, we're very fortunate that we had minimal to no damage with our houses. So,
and we love what we do, so it's fun to be,
And to be able to bring football to fans in Houston again will be really, really nice.
Yeah.
All right. Travis Crisp wants to know, do you think we will add a third quarterback at some point? That's an excellent question, Travis. One which I ask myself, because when Brandon Whedon was not among the 53-man roster.
A little bit of a surprise,
because this team has generally kept three quarterbacks for the last few years.
Short answer is yes, if there is an injury to one of the two. And if you go by the way things go in the NFL in general, there's a good chance that an injury happens. So there's a chance, there's probably a decent chance that happens.
All right, Cole Kennedy wants to know, will Kevin Johnson be able to replace A.J. Boye's production? Now, I talked to John Butler about this and Anthony Midget, who are our secondary coaches, and they actually said they don't really want anyone to replace a player that's left, because everyone brings something different to the table. They just want everyone to be able to step in and basically do your job. But those are big shoes to fill as far as what A.J. Boye was able to produce. But, Kevin Johnson, what he brings to the table will be great, too, because obviously he missed so many games last year. He was greatly missed in the secondary.
Yeah, and A.J. got those chances because Kevin was out, you know. But A.J., oh, man, what a tandem he now forms with Jalen Ramsey. Those are two really good young corners. Ramsey a lot younger than A.J., probably about 3 or 4 years. But Kevin Johnson is nothing to sneeze at. There's a reason the Texans drafted him in the first round. He was kind of a surprise when it happened. Not as many people knew about Kevin Johnson just because he played at Wake Forest mm-hmm. and whatnot. But he looked really good during camp. He looked pretty strong in the preseason. He's a little bit bigger, too, up top, which is something some had questioned. Well, is he too lithe, too skinny to play the position? But he's looked really solid, and he's excited about the season to come.
When we saw him come back out there for OTAs, I believe it was training camp when we first saw him, he didn't seem like he'd missed a beat. I mean, he's just as physical and athletic, you know, in covering receivers as he was when he was healthy. So it was nice to see him step back on the field, look healthy.
And watching him play, you saw like a joyfulness, and which he had before, but it surely was not didn't get worn away by the time off. And that joyfulness, that confidence, it's very important when you're playing that position because you're going to have your bad days at the office within games. And he said, yeah, you got to just forget what bad stuff happened before and move on. Not that we're saying a lot of bad stuff is going to happen, but that's part of the position.
You got to shake it off and you got to keep moving.
He's going to have better moments than more better moments than not.
Ivan Nordhausen wants to know, who will be our emergency quarterback, Shane Leckler or Braxton Miller?
That's a great question. That's a really great question.
Either of those guys would be good choices. Obviously, yeah. Braxton Miller's played quarterback a lot more recently than Shane Leckler, but, yeah. I mean, don't count number 9 out.
I would think it's Braxton, but I think if you had a backup emergency quarterback, you're going with Shane Leckler.
Why Shane over Braxton?
No, I'm saying if Braxton's not your guy, you're
he's the backup,
quarterback.
Yeah. The emergency backup.
Yeah, yeah.
The backup to the emergency backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. So you go Braxton, then you go Shane.
I would think it's probably Braxton, yeah.
I would think so, too, since he's more not so far removed from the playing quarterback.
And more seasoned as a quarterback. Yeah.
All right, Mark Proudfoot wants to know, will Deontay Foreman play on Sunday?
Good question. Bill O'Brien said there's a chance when he talked about it on Monday. So, yeah, there's a chance he plays. Good chance. We'll see.
Yeah, all these guys are dealing with things here and there. So they haven't really gotten into the bulk of their practice week yet. That's going to start Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I think if you see him back at a practice Wednesday or Thursday, you know, that looks promising. But obviously, if he stays out of practice for the rest of the week, I wouldn't count him playing on Sunday. But I think whatever he's dealing with, you know, it's not anything that's, as Bill O'Brien would say, life-threatening.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to watch Wednesday's practice. Kelly Stover wants to know, how has J.J. Watt looked on the field during camp?
Fresh as lettuce, man. I've said it a few times now. Sorry for the repetition there, but he's looking really good.
Your phrase is not fresh anymore.
No,
but
it's not. But
it's
he is. He's looked very good. he was, and we saw this back in OTAs. I remember walking over the bridge, over Kirby, OTAs, not thinking much about practice, just kind of always off in my own world. And I certainly wouldn't have been surprised if J.J.
We're just like looking at the sky, thinking,
you know, yeah, I was probably thinking about something else.
Dear Drew intros.
That's a good chance. Yeah. It's a good chance of that. But not knowing whether or not we'd see J.J. Watt at practice even, and crossed over Kirby, and you see number 99 moving around, darting around. We saw him playing four square, diving for the ball, and he made lots and lots of plays when the Texans lined up against the Saints, when they lined up against the Patriots in practice. Yeah, he's going to be just fine.
You know, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. When the Patriots were practicing against the Texans, Tom Brady looked downright frustrated during parts of practice. He came over to the sideline. He's yelling at his guys because, you know, it seemed like every play or every other play, they'd have to blow the whistle because it would be a sack.
Yeah.
Whether it's Watt or Clowney or a Whitney, you know, there was a lot of pressure, and J.J. Watt was definitely among those guys.
Do you want to put the cart before the horse? Should I do?
Why not?
Should I delve into that? Okay, you have a chance, friends. If J.J. Watt has a J.J. Watt-like season, you know, where we're talking about what he did in 12, 13, 14, 15, those years, kind of an average of those years, he could conceivably be the defensive player of the year, he could be the comeback player of the year, and there's a good chance because of all the money he's raised and all the things he's done for Houston, he could be the man of the year, the Walter Payton man of the year. That's pretty wild. And you factor in all that, what if he goes out and he scores a few more touchdowns? You know, they line him up and they throw some balls to him, and he also scores some on defense. What if he scores some touchdowns? What if he gets 25 sacks? Does he creep into the Texans wind up in the playoffs? Does he creep into the MVP discussion? Now, he says, that's a quarterback's award because they touch the ball more. But does he still get votes? He got votes a couple years ago. I think it could be
came pretty
more.
Close a yeah. few years ago as well.
Yeah.
Cart before the horse guy. I like him. Yeah, we good. Should bring him out more often.
Nay.
All right, I'm gonna do two more quick questions.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, we got to go.
All right. Sean wants to know, what's the football schedule like for the rest of the week? That's an easy one.
Okay.
Practice on Wednesday, practice on Thursday, practice on Friday.
Tuesdays they're off, so all across the league, the players are off, unless you're playing a Thursday night game. But if you play on Sunday, Tuesday is an NFLPA, you're off. So they're out in the community, they're rehabbing, they're just taking it easy, whatever they want to
do. There are
guys
in the building, they're mm-hmm. doing their own thing, either they're lifting or they're watching film. But and Whitney Merciless, he's going to be working with us tonight.
That's
he's going
right.
to be out at Fuddruckers.
And Stafford.
59
yeah.
and Stafford, come by and say hi. It's a mm-hmm. quick plug, 6 p.m. tonight. All right, and Travis Crisp wants to know, which non-QB rookie will have the biggest impact this year? Non-QB rookie.
That's a crisp question.
That's very
literally.
Specific.
Yeah.
Non-QB rookie. Okay, so not Deshaun Watson. Everybody else. I mean, I think Deontay Foreman, if healthy, he's going to have a big impact because he does a lot of nice things for that running back group. It'll be great for Lamar Miller to have someone to give him some relief throughout the game, but I think watching him catch passes and the versatility that he offers the running backs group, I think I'm excited to see what he does. And obviously, being a running back, you're going to see it more directly in the stat line. So
he's the first one I would go with as well. Yeah. Keep an eye. Let's go real far off the radar.
Let's do it.
Keep an eye out special teams-wise. Special teams-wise. Nah, I'm going to save it. I'm not going to say it.
Oh, it's a secret?
It's a secret, yeah. I'm going to hold on to this one.
Okay, when is your secret? Are you going to reveal it on, extra points or something?
Maybe.
Well, this is like a horrible cliffhanger.
I got to do it.
All right. I apologize.
I got to do it. Actually,
I'm going
to go. Talk for just a second. Let me do something real quick.
Okay.
I need to make sure. Hold on. Keep going.
All right. So I don't really know what's happening with Drew here. He's got some big secret that he's keeping to himself.
Okay. But, All right.
But he's changed his mind.
Dylan Cole. I think he's going to make some tackles on special
teams.
What
are you writing over there?
I had to clear this with something. But yeah, that's what. Look out for some big plays.
I'm going to put this down and see what's happening over there.
In coverage on
all right, I like it.
Okay.
And John Harris is a big fan of Dylan Cole in training camp. He was, I want to say, one of the first people to say, watch out for this guy, Dylan Cole.
Yep.
And I like that. I like that a lot.
I like it a lot.
All right. For Drew Doherty, I'm DP Sidhu. Thanks so much for watching. Cooler Talk presented by Arctic. Go out and get your Houston Strong tumblers. All the proceeds go to J.J. Watt's Harvey Relief Fund. Thank you so much, and go Texans.